But first, last week, a number of Queensland consumers reported finding needles in their strawberries. A week later, the issue has spread to all six states. Instances of copycat crimes have surfaced across the nation, and latest reports from Queensland Police have revealed consumers are finding needles not only in strawberries, but also now in bananas and apples. With the crisis currently unfolding, police and health officials are advising consumers to avoid strawberry products and are warning potential offenders of the legal consequences for acts of intentional contamination. Kate Rafferty has the story.
Reports of deliberately contaminated strawberries have alarmed the public recently, with police and health authorities revealing that needles have now also been found in some apples and bananas. In a press conference today, New South Wales Police advised consumers to be wary of strawberry products.
New South Wales Police are continuing their investigations into a number of cases of food contamination of fruit in New South Wales and remind the public of the importance to report these incidents of contamination, and reminding the public to be vigilant and exercise caution when buying strawberries and other fruit in New South Wales. We remind the public of the serious nature of the offences. This is an offence that carries 10 years jail, so the consequences are significant.
While police are raising alarm on this now national issue, they are not advising the public to avoid strawberry and fruit products altogether.
We're here to support the industry. They've taken a bit of a hit, and you know, as I said, they've done everything they can to make this a safe product. We've seen them recall en masse of at least three major brands. We've seen major retail outlets doing a lot of safety checks now, which is not only time-consuming for them, but also costly. However, they are strongly supporting the fact that we need to make this a safe product. So what you do see on the shelf should be safe to eat. All we're doing is encouraging them to cut it up first.
Dr. Kim Fantien, lecturer in food science at Sydney University, says that food safety management systems cover a number of hazards when it comes to contamination.
The focus that we have, you know, that we mostly have is on that unintentional contamination because, you know, you really don't expect people to deliberately, cause damage food or, you know, cause problems in the food chain. But of course, that seems to be what's happened now.
To address these instances of food tampering, Dr. Fantien notes that the industry will need to investigate internally.
So part of that is trying to understand what points are vulnerable in your supply chain or, you know, your production system. You know, so that can be as simple as, you know, having a visitor book so that you know who's coming and going into your, you know, your facility. It can be as simple as having locks on, you know, areas where chemicals are kept, that, you know, that sort of thing.
However, Dr. Kim Fantien is cautious about overblowing the issue, a sentiment echoed by peak horticulture bodies such as GrowCom.
That the policy is not to create a lot of buzz around it because then you can inspire copycat crimes, right? So I'm kind of conscious of that while we're talking, on media as well. But there have been incidents all around the world, and they can be for different reasons. Sometimes it's, there might be, political motivation, or it might be sort of just, people being malicious.
Police are seeking information from the public about these instances of food contamination and have advised the public to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Evidently, the food contamination crisis has brought a new meaning to watching what you eat, with investigations ongoing.
You ought to think about it, I guess, in a similar vein to other types of attacks. You know, why do, do people sort of pick up guns and, shoot kids at schools, it's that kind of, thinking. I don't think it's a systematic issue. They're isolated incidents of, sociopathic behaviour, really.
Kim Fantien, lecturer in food science at University of Sydney, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.